Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, October 26th, 2017. According to Berliner Morgenpost, the camps in the Tiergarten will be cleared this week, and all homeless Berliners living there will be ordered from the park. According to district officials of Mitte, 60 to 80 people are permanently living in Tiergarten. Employees of the Ordnungsamt, social workers, and police officers were on site to collect the personal data of the homeless and to inform them of the upcoming eviction. The situation in the Tiergarten and the increasing housing and homelessness in Berlin as a whole are also to be discussed in the Council of District Mayors on Thursday. The newspaper report stated that social worker Elke Breitenbach wants to stimulate an interdisciplinary cooperation which goes beyond the previous task force Tiergarten. This working group, consisting of representatives from the health and social services, as well as the police and the districts, want to meet again in November. The federal police announced on Tuesday that the three-month facial recognition program via monitoring cameras and computers at Zuidkreuz station has run undisturbed so far. Originally, the federal police feared that there might be attacks on cameras by data protectionists or left-wing extremists. Whether the software is actually suitable to reliably recognize stored faces in daily operation is unknown. The federal police will only say after the completion of the six-month test at the end of January. In August, data protectionists had criticized that Berliners' personal rights were being violated by this technology and that the monitoring state was expanding. Maya Smalczyk, data protection officer of the state of Berlin, criticized the fact that biometric facial recognition is a violation of fundamental rights, in particular the right to informational self-determination. And Ulrich Schellenberg, president of the German Lawyer Association, warned that there was no legal basis for comprehensive facial recognition in public places. Since the 1st of August, the images from three cameras, one at each entrance and exit, as well as on an escalator, have been evaluated against the stored profiles of 300 test persons who regularly use the station. The Federal Ministry of the Interior, the Federal Police, and Deutsche Bahn want to clarify how reliable the technology of automated face recognition works. Federal Minister of the Interior, Thomas de Maizière of the CDU, spoke of astonishing accuracy and an incredible security gain for the population, and that the public search for terrorists and serious offenders could be massively improved by facial recognition programs and cameras. This is all under the assumption that the technology works reliably, however. Per RBB and Berliner Zeitung, early Wednesday morning, a 40-year-old German with Turkish roots and suspected involvement in the Islamist scene was arrested in Kreuzberg. Authorities secured 20 to 30 boxes of ammunition and a number of firearms. The man is said to have already been sentenced for violations against weapons laws in March. In the trial, he said he was a salesman. The investigators are looking into his economic situation, and he is said to have a network of companies, including real estate and construction. There is a suspicion that they were used for money laundering from criminal transactions. The prosecutor's office and the police have been investigating the man for months, and he was arrested in a shisha bar without resistance. Berlin Briefing will follow up on this story as further details regarding the accused background become clearer and the investigation continues. Attila Hildmann is probably Berlin's most famous vegan chef, partly because he finds himself in the center of controversies that he uses for media attention. Somebody filed charges against Hildmann for posting violent and hateful statements, and he had to appear at a police station for statement. Here's the backstory. After a negative restaurant review from the Tagesspiegel, Mr. Hildmann wrote an angry post on Facebook and announced to ban all Tagesspiegel journalists from his restaurant. He also stated that he wanted to stuff the reviewer's, quote, wannabe journalist visage with French fries. In a later post, he published a picture holding a shotgun and stated that none of the journalists needs to be afraid and can continue dining in his restaurant, provided they stop the negative reviews. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.